Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. Victory Monday continuing. Your Beltway Blitz at noon. Cover the teams in town you care the most about. 12-18, do you feel better or worse about the Redskins after yesterday's win? Should be better because it was a victory, but they were up 17-0, then got outscored handily the rest of the way by a team that hadn't won all
17-9 in the second half.
Not only that, I mean, 17 unanswered at one point. 17-0 to San Francisco. Think about that. What if that was the first 17 points of the game? And they're down 17-0. Very easily could have been. Luckily, coming out of the bye, they got off to a fast start and had a pretty good plan. Let's get to our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Double play. The double play.
Danny, you're going to not care about this. I won't say you'll hate this, but you're just going to be uninterested. Dar, you're going to be very excited about this.
So what is it?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles, as you know. I flew out here on Friday night, I guess. I was here Saturday and Sunday, and I'm flying to Chicago right after the show today for Game 3, 4, and if necessary, 5 of the NLCS. Last night, I went and had dinner. I've been eating at some random places, by the way. You would like your boy's performance on the road. I'm pretty much sticking to meat. By no means have I completely stuck to the diet, but I'm hedging where I can. I've done okay. I've eaten Korean barbecue. I've eaten another type of barbecue yesterday. What was it? It was wacky, man. Like, we went to this place and ordered like one of everything, small plates on the menu, and it was just like weird foods, and I was just dabbling and trying them. I should have sent you pictures. You would have loved it.
Look at you, Mr. Adventure. So is this thing I don't care about? I care about that.
No, the thing you don't care about is after dinner last night, on the way back to the hotel, I decided to go find the house that Dominic Toretto lived in Fast and the Furious, because I was told that the house was right next to my hotel somewhere. So I went to the neighborhood where they shot Fast and the Furious with my buddy who lives out here in LA, who's got some working knowledge of the area. And I posted it on Twitter. It is my second to last tweet if you want to check it out. But it is the house where Dominic Toretto and Mia, his sister, played by Georgina Brewster, lived, where all of the scenes happen that I love so much, where they all sit around and drink their Coronas and have their family, in air quotes, meals that Dom loves so much. Also, right around the corner from that house is a place called Bob's Market. It's this little kind of rundown looking place. On the sign, they've got like a burger and some type of like fishing lure or something. That was Toretto's Market and Cafe, where they made Brian O'Connor his tuna sandwich when he fell in love with Mia. So I went and I saw Toretto's Market and Cafe and the Fast and the Furious house, which are right around the corner from each other. Of course, this series came out when I was 13. More of my life has been spent going to Fast and the Furious movies than not. I love it so much. Again, you won't care about this, but Dar probably will.
Dar's got a big old grin on his face. It's the happiest I've seen the UMSO news desk in some time. It is a brilliant moment for you. As soon as you said, you didn't even get to the full Dominic. You said Dom. Yeah. And I tuned out like Eric Pickle during college football talk after the Nats lost. I mean, it was... you said a lot of words in a row. I know how you feel, I guess, when I speak of Game of Thrones, something that's massively popular, because I know you're Fast and the Furious.
What if you just went and saw something where like a lot of important Game of Thrones scenes happened?
Yeah, a whole other country I'd have to go to see that. But you're right. I mean, it's the people do go see all of your Fast and Furious movies, so I suppose that was exciting for for some folks. Dar, how do you feel about that?
Can we go to the UMSO news desk? I haven't actually heard Dar's voice today because I'm in Los Angeles and he has no ability to talk back to me. Dar, what do you think about this development?
I am a little jealous. I have to be completely honest. I mean, I don't know if I would do that in my trip to LA, but it's definitely something to consider. That's awesome.
It's pretty neat, man.
Is it?
I got to say, it looked exactly like everything that you ever wanted it to look like, by the way.
So I'm looking at the picture now, Grant. It's a house.
Someone lives in that house, by the way.
Someone who's got a lot more money because they were allowed to use that house for some location for movies, right?
That's a good point. I don't know if the people that lived there when they originally shot the film in 01 still live there now. But, yeah, we were driving around kind of looking for the number. We couldn't find the address. And then there it was, like a beacon of hope. I just said, that's the house. I recognize it. That's it. So we get out. I take a picture. I'm hoping no one comes out and yells at me. First person to do that?
It's very nondescript, this house.
It is.
It's all dark. There's a very bright light coming out of one of the windows.
Yeah, clearly
I don't know. Clearly someone's living their life. But there's like one of those weird, dumb, tiny cars parked in front. It looks like there's a box truck maybe blocking some things on the left. Who knows what's going on there?
So I came up with an idea when we went and did this, though. I was telling my buddy. I said, what if we pull up and park and like Vin Diesel walks out of the house as Dom Toretto, like in the middle of a scene? He's like, yeah, I don't think that's how it works. I was like, yeah, I get that it doesn't work that way, but it gives me an idea for like Jimmy Fallon or somebody where they take people who want to go see something where someone was shot, let's say like Fast
and Furious. Like a Hollywood Star Tour or something like that, right?
Exactly. And then in character, the actors walk out and just continue to like play out the movie. Like, oh, there's Dom Toretto. So what if he just walked out and he's like, hey guys, we got to go find Brian. He's in trouble. And like, he's just wandering around and Letty comes out and gives him like a kiss goodbye. I was just really hoping someone was going to prank me and Vin Diesel would be there.
But don't they do that? Isn't it like what MGM Studios is? I mean, that's the entire thing, right? There's various rides you can go on. Like everyone's done that. Like Conan used to have the real celebrities show up for like Jurassic Park or something. I don't know.
Do they do that? Honestly, I don't know about that.
I feel like it's been done, that sort of prank thing. You know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah. Like, you think you're just seeing a wax museum, but it's not. It's really Mike Tyson. I don't know.
Well, I wanted it to be done last night. I wanted to meet Vin
Just
last
for
night.
You.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you wanted.
But there you go. So I had no real free time in Los Angeles. Got done dinner last night about, I don't know, 10 o'clock local. Was headed back to the hotel. Knew I had to be on the air at 7 a.m. local. Was going to be in studio by 6 this morning. I said, I got 15 minutes here. Let's go find the house from Fast and the Furious. And I'm glad I did.
I think there's nothing that's happened on this program that you and I have related to less than me to you just now. You couldn't pay me to do that. Actually, you could. I mean, it'd be a lot of money, and I'd probably take 15 minutes to do it. But you get the point. I would never think to do that.
Well, what's the chance you would have even been at dinner with me? Because it was fairly late in the evening, Danny.
Well, it's dinner. I always go to dinner. I don't want to go hear bands that stink. I love dinner. I love eating dinner so much. It's my favorite thing to do.
That there is your double play. The Beltway Blitz, three teams in town you care the most about. Next, do you feel better or worse after the Redskins barely beat the 49ers? I don't need style points. I think you guys know how I'm going to feel about this. We'll get Danny's take coming up in the 12 o'clock hour on The Fan.
You can drive around. You can do whatever you want in your car, right? You could take trips that are extemporaneous. Like you can take a trip to Dom Toretto's house. You can go to Dom Toretto's house if you want. It's a waste of time, but you can do it. You know how you can drive? In style with a new Ford from Tadbert Ford. See, I get great gas mileage on my Ford Fusion. I got it this year, right? I got it in May. I have filled the gas tank up 2 times. That's a bunch of trips to Dom Toretto's house and back. You could just drive fast. You can drive furious. You can drive however you want to, and you can have 27 movies made about drag racing with racing stripes on your car. I don't really drag race. I do commute to work, though, and that commute is more pleasurable because of the car I got from Ted Britt Ford. Go see these guys. I'm telling you, here's what they want to do. They want to give you a great deal. They wish to give you, sir or madam, a great deal on a car. 130% Kelley Blue Book value. 130% Kelley Blue Book value. You could put a spoiler on your car or like Knox. You can put Knox in there and have a lot of fun if you want. Like going underneath trucks and doing stunts in your Fords. You could do that with the extra money they're going to give you at Ted Britt Ford. Go see them at Fairfax or Chantilly. Just click away at TedBritt.com. And remember, don't go to Dom Toretto's house and take pictures in front because that's just weird. But when you do go, tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.